is Jeff.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It's Live and Local now for a Monday, the first Monday back after being ordered to stay in place or stay at home by the governor. I call it the Sisolak shutdown that essentially shut down our economy for going on the last 2 months. And it's so incredibly sad. Now we have to pick up the pieces and pray that nobody gets sick or nobody dies. One of the things I want to do in this hour, and we'll go to your calls here in a little bit, at 844, the number 2 Nevada, 844-263-8232. We were looking to go to lunch today, and Miller's Ale House and Lazy Dog, and a whole bunch of others. We called a whole bunch of, and a lot of the restaurants have not reopened yet. No. In fact, I tried to get into Lazy Dog yesterday. Not open. Won't be open, I think, till the 18th is what they said. That's the restaurant that is located in Town Square and in downtown Summerlin. But I want to find out what your first meal was like. Just for those of you that don't know, my first meal was at a Jason's Deli in Arroyo Crossing here in Las Vegas. And a big sign out front says, dine-in available. And I said, well, that's good enough for me. We were the only people in there, which is okay. And they don't serve liquor. So that was a little bit of a downer for our folks. But I will tell you this, it was really good to get out and be able to order a sandwich and sit down and consume it. That was pretty, you know, that to me was really fun. But I want to find out about your experience. That first meal back after nearly a month. Here it is, 844, the number 2 Nevada, 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you what that first dining experience, whether it was in northern Nevada, the rurals, southern Nevada, I want to find out what that was like for you. So call me right now. We'll get to your calls in a minute. I had a chance to visit with Paul Enos. He's the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association. And I asked him about his first dining experience after the Sisolak shutdown.
So my first meal back, you know, I've got a little bit of a superstitious nature about me.
We went to the last restaurant before the shutdown where we ate the night before everything closed down. Went to the grill at Quail Corners, you know, ordered the same thing, two martinis and a bourbon, a wedge salad and short ribs. And it was really nice to go back and see folks. But what was even better is we saw a lot of folks, everybody, the patio, they had all the tables spaced out. But the patio was full. There were folks on the inside, not as many people on the inside. The bar, you know, which is usually covered with folks, you know, drinking whiskey and martinis, that had just a swath of takeout orders. So, you know, it is nice to see some folks getting back to normal, and nice to see those people that, you know, you get to know and develop relationships with, in particular businesses, you know, back to work. So that made me happy. There were a bunch of people there, a lot of older people, and very few folks were wearing a face mask, which, personal preference, good or bad. You know, I'm not a face mask guy, although I do have one now at my office, since it is required for, you know, employers requiring their employees to wear face masks. So I do have my, my Elko Indian maroon and white bandana around my neck now. So,
let me just ask you though, was this too little, too late? I mean, should this opening have happened weeks ago?
You know, I think there's going to be a lot of second guessing. Hey, was this the right thing to do? You know, that said, I feel for any politician who has to make these decisions, because they are very difficult decisions to make. And hey, what would you do if you were in that role? You know, I think, you know, I look at what Nevada's done compared to some other states. Hey, there's some stuff that you disagree with. You know, there's other stuff where you say, well, hey, at least we didn't ban people buying seeds, you know, like they did in Michigan, or paint, you know, like they did in other jurisdictions around the country. You know, Kevin, I try to be very positive about all of this. You know, I think throughout this crisis, we have shown how amazing the private sector is at being able to adapt to this situation we're in. I mean, the first, you know, within the first week at my local Raley's and Costco, there was plexiglass up protecting all the cashiers. You know, they had signs on the floor. So, you know, we started to see, you know, really the private sector doing what they're good at and being nimble and adapting to change to ensure that their customers were protected. And I think oftentimes it shows how much slower government is at reacting to, you know, a number of these changes. Are we seeing some positive momentum? You know, in my realm, we are. One of the things that we have been pushing for a number of weeks is DMV to reopen up for CDL offices. You know, we have a bunch of people. You know, the trucking industry right now is really in a weird place, Kevin. I mean, you look at last month, there were almost 90,000 jobs lost in the trucking industry in the month of April, which is, I mean, a staggering number. If you look at last year, the greatest number of jobs that we lost was about 5,100, and now it's over 88,000. So, I mean, that is just a staggering number that shows how connected our industry is with all of those other, and I really hate the term, non-essential businesses, because, hey, a business isn't non-essential if you're doing that job to put food on your family's table, or pay the mortgage, or pay the rent. So, you know, these other businesses, I'm not going to say non-essential, that were forced to close down, that has had such an impact on those trucking companies that serve all those folks. Whereas on the other side, I see a lot of companies that are engaged in e-commerce, that are delivering packages to our houses. You know, you saw Amazon and all of the e-commerce sites just kind of blow up through this pandemic. But what's really fascinating about that is, like a driver who is delivering those packages, they are delivering 30% more packages than they normally do, but we've seen revenue for those companies drop significantly because that is the most expensive move to make, is that last mile delivery to somebody's house. And they're doing it without having the DMV open to bring in all these folks that have been being trained at the truck driving schools to get their commercial learner's permit or have those commercial learner's permit converted into CDLs. So we saw positive movement this week with the DMV today opening those offices, the Donovan office in North Las Vegas and the Spark CDL office here in Northern Nevada. So we're trying to get some of those truckers who have been in the queue for these companies that are having these kind of huge demand levels, peak demand levels, get them in there so, you know, they can ensure that we get all that freight moved. I'm hopeful, Kevin, that when we see the rest of the economy start to open up, we'll see this stuff come back to normal. You know, I say a prayer every night before I go to bed, you know, can we please get back to where we were? Because this really isn't, it's not good for anybody. It's not good for government. The tools that they have, I think, have shown, you know, a lot of gaps on all levels of government, on state, federal, local. And, you know, I think it also does show how great the private sector is. It's made me more appreciative of the nimbleness and the care that the private sector has and, you know, how they have responded to this than anything else through this crisis.
Paul Enos joining us, the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. Those 90,000 jobs in trucking that have gone away, with 47 states returning now to not business as normal, but the new normal. Do you estimate that most of those jobs will eventually return?
As long as we see those small businesses start to come back, I mean, we've heard, you know, anything, Kevin, from, you know, 25 to 40% of those small businesses that were closed and those folks that, you know, unfortunately didn't get that PPP loan, that paycheck protection loan to, you know, be able to keep their employees online. You know, if we have those kind of numbers, if we see that happen, you're not going to see the trucking industry come back because we are as diverse as the economy and we are tied to everything that is happening. You think about the amount of trucks that are required to run one casino, you know, all of the food, the sheets, the soap, the cleaning supplies, the booze that is required to make one casino run. How many different deliveries are they getting on a daily basis that aren't happening right now? If we see kind of a staggered reopening of the tourism and hospitality industry here, the gaming industry here, you're going to have a slow pickup on the trucking industry as well.
Again, Paul Enos joining us from the Nevada Trucking Association. And while we mourn the loss of business over the course of the last eight to 10 weeks, there is the issue of the food chain and other than Santa, Santa wipes and Clorox wipes and toilet paper in the first few weeks, there really wasn't a disruption in stores, whether it's Albertsons or Raley's or wherever it is. But we now have meat shortages in some food chains. Can you talk a little bit about what's happening there and how that's impacting what your guys and gals do?
Sure. So here's what I'm going to tell you about the meat shortage. You know, trucking, you know, whether it's toilet paper, whether it's Clorox, whether it's food, trucking is the easiest part of that equation, right? The hardest part of that equation is, you know, on the supply side. So when I look at the supply side in particular of meat, you know, when I look over the last 5 years, today we're at the fourth highest level over the last half decade of beef. So we do have a lot of supply of beef. We have more pigs today in this country than we have ever had. The price of chicken, I don't have like a big number for, you know, where we at with chicken, but when I look at chicken is it's, you know, the second lowest price it's been in the last 8 years. I think it's $1.40 for a whole chicken. today. So what does that tell me? That tells me we have plenty of supply. We have some temporary disruptions on the supply chain in terms of having that meat processed and packaged. I mean, you know, you have, you know, certain issues with, you know, converting from commercial to consumer. When I deliver to, you know, if you're delivering meat to a restaurant, you know, you're not putting it in those little styrofoam packages that you and I are getting our steaks or pork chops on when we go to like a Raley's or a Smith's, right? So, you know, trying to convert some of those plants from the commercial to consumer, there's been an issue there. And, you know, one of the issues is a regulatory one. Every time at a meat packing plant, they're converting those different packing supply lines. They have to have it approved by the FDA. So we've seen a little bit of a gap there. But, you know, once again, we are seeing a temporary disruption in the supply chain, not because of a, you know, meat shortage at the supply level. And if you think about, hey, the supply level, that's the toughest one, right? You got to wait for a cow or a pig to be born. You got to wait for the chickens to hatch and grow up. In terms of supply there, we are in great shape. We also do have a lot of frozen meat. We may not have fresh meat, but we do have a lot of frozen meat in cold storage. In fact, you know, the beginning of March, before all this happened, we had more frozen meat in cold storage than we have had since we started keeping records in 1960. So, hey, do we have a temporary supply issue, a supply chain issue with fresh meat today? Yes. Is it something that is going to be able to be solved over the course of, you know, a week, 10 days? I'm very confident that we're going to be able to do that.
That's Paul Enos, the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association, joining us earlier today, live and local now. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We're going to get to your phone calls coming up in just a couple minutes. In fact, you want to join us, you can. I want to find out about that first meal after the Sisolak shutdown. Where'd you go? You didn't have to do carryout, did you? No, you got to actually dine in. I just love it. I really appreciate it. It's amazing the small, simple pleasures that you end up craving, and then all of a sudden it's there, and it was just wonderful. 844, the number 2, Nevada. No matter where you live, 844-263-8232. Tell me what your first meal back after the Sisolak shutdown was like. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV. You'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Make sure you prepare with clean water and soap or hand sanitizer and use them often. Avoid close contact with people who are sick, coughing, or sneezing. COVID-19 is transmitted through close personal contact, so keep your distance. Cooperate with response measures instituted by your employer and those recommended by health officials at the federal, state, and local level. Practice social distancing and limit large group interactions. Times like these test our resolve. The strength of our local is what will help forge our city into the future. When the smoke clears, we will stand united. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I'm running just a bit short on time. And I don't want to shortchange Mike in Reno. I haven't heard from him in a while. I definitely want to hear what he has to say. We will get to him coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll also get to your call as well. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. That first haircut, that first nail appointment, that first dine-in meal. What was phase one like for you this past weekend? We're going to find out. Because we're going to be caller intensive in our next hour, okay? In fact, in our next half hour, if we do much more than that, we're going to be out of show. Yeah, sorry about that. Got to look at the clock sometimes. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed in afternoon trading on optimism of the reopening of some economies around the globe. However, investors are concerned that could lead to an uptick in coronavirus cases requiring new lockdowns. Among the gainers today, tech companies, which is lifting the NASDAQ, shares of Apple are edging toward their highest close in nearly 3 months, and chipmaker NVIDIA hitting a new record high in intraday trading. And shares of AMC Entertainment are surging over 40%, following a report in the Daily Mail that the financially troubled movie theater company has had talks about selling itself to Amazon. And Coty announcing that private equity firm KKR is buying a majority stake in its professional beauty and retail hair businesses as the cosmetics company experiences a sales decline during the coronavirus pandemic. KKR is investing $750 million in the company and will be snapping up its hair care brands, including Wella. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
I'm Chris Foster. More businesses closed by coronavirus shutdowns in more states are open today.
In Alabama, Arkansas, and South Carolina, diners are open again for limited sit-downs. People are getting haircuts again in Florida and Mississippi. In Minnesota, elective surgeries resume. Gyms are open in Maine. Marinas are open in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The Supreme Court hearing arguments over whether religious schools must follow federal employment law. And Jerry Stiller died, 92 years old. Fox's Lillian Wu.
Many remember Jerry Stiller from his Seinfeld days as George Costanza's father, Frank.
A new holiday was born! A Festivus for the rest of us!
Following the NBC show with a 9-season run on The King of Queens, he got his start in the 50s alongside wife Ann Mira, the two considered a top comedy act. He'd also performed Shakespeare and appeared in several movies, including Zoolander.
It was directed by his son, Ben. America's listening to Fox News.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
From the health of every American to the health of your portfolio, Fox Business brings you complete coronavirus coverage. As markets continue to react with extreme volatility, Fox Business shows you how to navigate the turmoil with instant analysis to help you make your next move. Plus, breaking reports from Washington to Main Street, keeping you on top of every development as it happens. Turn to Fox Business for the continuing coronavirus coverage every investor needs.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't you love her way? Tell me what you say.
We will be caller intensive the rest of the way. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. Go to Mike in Reno. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Well, my little story is uninteresting. I walked over to Starbucks, and of course, they were closed.
Oh.
And I don't eat out, and they'll probably be closed forever. But can I give you my analysis of this situation?
Sure.
Okay. Here's what I think is going on. Assuming temporarily this is not some vast conspiracy to shut Western civilization down. I'm not sure about that. Let's put that aside. What you have here is the overprotective mother syndrome. You have female type hysteria. And, this is like, you don't leave the house, you're going to get sick, you're going to run into rough boys, don't touch this, don't touch this. Now, of course, the liberal movement is essentially feminine. So when I hear Sanjay Gupta say, who's a doctor, people will get sick, some people will die. When I hear a Cuomo say, who wants to be scientific, say, this illness is death, that's not a scientific statement. You know, this is a matter of freedom versus enslavery and the American way of life, which is rapidly ending. And I think that's what's going on here. They just want to protect everybody.
Is it like the nanny state? Like the nanny state?
No, I'm sort of for the nanny state. No, it's female overprotectiveness.
Huh.
You're gonna get.
But Sanjay Gupta is a guy.
Yeah, I know, but the men have it because they're libs. They want to protect everybody. Men will kick you out of the house. It's a masculine thing to do. Go out on your own. A female will tend to protect. I want to get to what Trump would do. Let me finish this. This is going to sound nasty. Females kill by suffocation. They will suffocate you in the womb. They will constrict you like a boa. Men will push you out, and this herd, this society has to live, and you can't protect everybody. This is the 100th anniversary of Prohibition, exactly, which was also a female movement, as you know, largely, and a Protestant movement. That's why all the gangs were Italian, Jewish, and Irish. They were Catholic and Jewish. It was the same thing. We have to protect everybody. You know, 400,000 people die from smoking every year. And you know, I'm for the nanny state. I'd like to shut down gambling. I'd like to limit certain things. But this is insane what's going on. It's unscientific. And we can't let these punk governors, you know, run us like we're toys, like we're children, and like this is a fiefdom. What's the point of allowing people to walk on the beach but not sit on the beach? Here's what Trump has to do. I'm sure he knows this. He's got to send troops in if the states don't obey. He's got to arrest the governors, the assistant governor, lieutenant governor, the AG, and he's got to do what Lincoln did. He's got to liberate the people.
No. But the president heads up the CDC, which is giving out the guidelines.
I know, when he's listening.
Ah, okay. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Been a while since we heard from Mike. Always like to hear from Mike. Go to Brady. Brady, you're next, and you're on Live and Local now. Have you had that first meal yet, that first haircut, that first nail appointment?
Yeah, not yet, Kevin. I'm working on it this week, though.
Good for you, man.
Hey, one thing, you know, I don't know, all we've been talking about is this COVID virus for the last how long now, 2 months. You know, and yesterday, these stuff that's come out over the weekend with Mr. Barr and Mr. Durham, and the interview notes that Adam Schiff tried to hide. Oh, Obama is sweating. All them boys are sweating. His former FBI was a bunch of dirty cops from James Comey on down. And this was all a setup. And you're going to see within the next coming weeks now a lot of charges being brought up. You're going to see Adam Schiff have to resign. And a lot of boys, I think, might even face some jail time. From Brennan, Comey, like I said, Clapper, Yates, Strauss, it's all coming out. It was a coup to remove President Trump, and Russia was just a scapegoat. It was never Russia. That was revealed. They never hacked the DNC or Hillary Clinton's emails. It was a phony coup from day one.
Hey, Brady, I want you to stand by and listen, because I want to go to cut one. And this is Sidney Powell. Mike Flynn's attorney, General Mike Flynn's attorney, was on with what? This was yesterday morning, Maria Bartiromo, and that this illegal probe of General Flynn goes all the way up to former President Barack Hussein Obama.
This morning, President Obama is out trashing this exoneration. He's basically saying that the rule of law is being lost and that there's no precedent for all of this. So we go to January 2017 and February 2017. The morning of January 4th, the FBI drafts a document to close the Flynn probe, Crossfire Razor. They wanted to close it. They had nothing, so they want to close it. So the next day, on later that afternoon, Peter Strzok texts, don't close the Razor yet. And the seventh floor is involved. And then there's a meeting in President Obama's Oval Office. Talk to us about that, Sidney, because Sal Yates was there, Jim Comey was there, John Brennan was there, James Clapper was there, briefing President Obama in the Oval Office on the Russia probe. Joe Biden and Susan Rice were there as well. This was January 5th, 2017. Walk us through it.
Exactly. Well, the day before, Comey had found and McCabe had found the transcripts of Flynn's call with Kislyak, and he briefed Clapper on it immediately. Clapper then immediately went and briefed President Obama on it. Then they have the Oval Office meeting on the 5th. Comey admits in his testimony that the FBI are the people that unmasked General Flynn, our people, whatever that means. And at the meeting on the 5th, Sally Yates was stunned because Obama mentions to her out of the blue about the call and the transcript of the call. She knew nothing about it because Comey hadn't briefed DOJ. Yes. Yes.
Yep.
So so then they dispatch Comey the very next morning to brief President Trump only on the salacious aspects of the dossier on January 6th to set the news hook for BuzzFeed and CNN to run with the dossier they knew was a lie. Then Peter Strzok is watching CNN report on that and text about he and Priestap sitting there watching it and using it as a pretext to go interview some people. So the whole thing was orchestrated and set up within the FBI, Clapper, Brennan, and in the Oval Office meeting that day with President Obama.
So you think this goes all the way up to the top to President Obama?
Absolutely.
If she's right, people are going to go to jail. I mean, a lot of this stuff that we're talking about are things where people will go to jail. Let's go to Steve in Las Vegas, listening on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Kevin. Yeah, I finally got an appointment with my barber tomorrow, so I'm very happy about that.
By the way, just so you know, I called Sports Clips near me, and they said there's a 4-hour wait. You can get an appointment, but there's still a 4-hour wait.
Yeah, my barber. I told him I want to be the very first one. I called him up on Saturday as soon as the barber's opened up, and he said, I got something on Tuesday morning. Come in at about 6:30 in the morning. I said, okay, definitely.
6:30 in the morning?
Yeah, this guy opens up at 6:30. He is busy, busy, busy. Well, he's making up for what? 6, 7, 8 weeks?
Yeah.
He was closed?
Yeah.
About that long? And Kevin, what I want to think, I really want to piggyback on your previous caller. That's what was my main call. We finally know that Obama was involved with all of this. He hated the general. He hated him. And he even told Trump, he says, there's two things I want you to be concerned about. North Korea and General Flynn. He hated him. So what does Trump do? He hires Flynn. That really pissed off Obama. And he was behind everything. Remember in the emails that Strzok and his girlfriend were putting back and forth? He didn't say that the president wanted to know everything. What was it? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Anyway, in the emails, it says he wants to know everything.
Oh, you mean POTUS? Obama. You mean POTUS?
Yeah, the POTUS, right.
Yeah.
The POTUS wants to know everything. So I'm hoping that Barr, Durham is the guy that's investigating. I hope he investigates Obama. I mean, I don't really expect them to touch Obama. I wish they would. But someone's got to be arrested, Kevin. Somebody. Call me. Somebody. Or there definitely is not equal justice in this country. Someone's got to go down for all this.
Wow. Steve, thanks, man. Steve, and by the way, enjoy that haircut. 6:30 tomorrow morning. 6:30 tomorrow morning. Are you getting back to normal? I'm going to try and get a pedicure this afternoon because I can't get in. There's a four-hour wait to get into my hairstylist. So I'm like, okay. So what? I'm curious how that first meal was. Anybody try and do Mother's Day in a restaurant, sit down, dine in? Anybody try and do that? Call me if you did. I'm curious what it's like. What I fear is that all the restrictions that are being put on restaurants, social distancing and, you know, hand wipes and things like that, it's going to make going out to dinner not very much fun. You know, servers in masks. Maybe customers in masks. Don't know. Let's see. Did we mask up? No, we didn't. No, didn't mask up. They did. We'll go tomorrow. Your call's coming up. In fact, I've only got one line open. If you want to seize it now, you can. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. By the way, you want to follow me on Twitter? I love it. At Kevin Wall Radio. We'll keep you up to date on who's coming up on the show. It's kind of a follow-along thing, which is really pretty cool. You want to follow me? At Kevin Wall Radio. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you sick of the do-nothing Congress? I am. That's why I'm supporting retired United States Air Force Major and Bronze Star recipient Sam Peters for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Sam's not a career politician. He's not part of the D.C. swamp, and he's a real conservative. He's a local Nevada business owner who's active in the community and a man who knows how to get things done. He knows what it means to sign the front and the back of a paycheck. And after more than 20 years in the Air Force, he also knows the bureaucracy that is our federal government. As Sam says, to fix the problem, you've got to understand the problem. And you can bet Sam understands the problems. Let's send Sam Peters to represent us in Washington. He'll get real results on building the wall, securing our borders, reforming Congress, and finally balancing the budget. Join me in supporting Sam Peters by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's Sam Peters, number 4, congress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message, paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Yes, Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you.
Hi, I'm Stephen Silvercross, candidate for Nevada Regent. This year's primary is an all-mail-in ballot, so be sure to keep your eyes out for yours in the mail. And remember to vote Silvercross for Regent.
Vote Silvercross for Regent. Yes, Silvercross for Regent. Vote Silvercross for Regent. He's the right man for you.
Paid for by Friends for Stephen Silvercross.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's live and local now for a Monday. Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? I'm talking about the pain that never leaves you. I'm not talking about that occasional pain you have once a week or once every couple of weeks. Ooh, that kind of hurt. I'm talking about the pain that's always with you. It follows you around. Would you like to make that pain go away? Then you need to check out my friends at the Pain Injury Brain Center of America. Now open in Las Vegas at Pipcoa, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. How do I know? Well, because I suffered for the longest time with chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. And then a friend suggested I contact Pipcoa, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my surgery. So whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, auto accident, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD. Regardless of the source of your pain, Pipcoa can make that pain go away. You don't have to live with it anymore. Make that pain go away. Call Pipcoa right now at 702-546-8767. Summer is waiting to talk to you right now. She'll answer all your questions. The number again, 702-546-8767. Pipcoa. The Pain Injury Brain Center of America. Let's go to Catherine. Catherine, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I live in Las Vegas. I want to talk about Mr. Sisilax.
Oh.
Unproven. Yeah, that's what I call him, unfortunately.
Sisilax.
I side with Wayne. Yeah. I side with Wayne Allen Root. You know, when he shut down the economy here, did he not realize that the hotels have thousands and thousands of employees? As a leader of our state, would he not have gotten in with management of his departments and said, look, we're going to be shutting down our state. We've got over thousands of likelihood people who are going to be doing unemployment. Can we handle it? If we can't, what can we do? What do we need to do? He didn't even do that. That just proves what a rotten leader he is.
Well, let me put it this way. And Catherine, I'm glad you called. By the way, quick question. Have you had that first meal dine-in since Saturday?
No, I haven't had that because I figure, you know, I've gone to Walmart and seen the fiasco there. Where you have to stand in line to get into the store, and then they hand you a cart that isn't even wiped off from germs. And I mean, it's a fiasco. The restaurants are the same thing.
Same way.
He's a very poor leader. We need to recall him.
Well, and that's why there are more than one petition out there to undo the governor. By the way, the governor was busy while I was talking with Scott Hammond, the state senator from Southern Nevada. And while I was doing that, the governor declared a state of physical emergency arising from the strain of the COVID-19 pandemic. The global economic fallout, this is a press release, by the way, of the COVID-19 pandemic is disrupting commerce and negatively impacting revenues across the country, in other states and in Nevada. Now, you say, why? Why is the governor doing this? Why is he declaring the declaration of physical, that's fiscal, F-I-S-C-A-L, emergency? It gives the governor and the interim finance committee a chance to transfer money between accounts. So it's not like he's just now discovering that we have a fiscal emergency. He has known this. This simply gives him the mechanism for doing something about it. And I'll be honest with you. I don't know. I think one of the things that the governor is doing is just trying to set the stage for maybe a special session. As you know, Scott Hammond talked with the governor last week before the news conference announcing everything. And he said, yes, I am looking at a special session. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Anyways, dude, let's go to Tom. Tom, you're up, and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Morning, Kevin. Listen, I heard a little blurb that that our buddy Schumer is hooking up with the veterans, the Vietnam veterans, and claiming that the VA is experimenting on veterans. Is that have you heard anything about that?
I have not heard that. I've not seen that. And I keep track of a lot of what Chuck Schumer does.
Yeah, do me a favor and look into that, and then I'll give you a call back tomorrow once you're able to.
Tom,
validate that.
I will do that for sure. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to June. June, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. I just wanted to share with you that we did go out for brunch for Mother's Day. My family took me out, and it was quite nice after 2 months.
Now, you know that the governor, he gets that crack in his voice when he talks about his 93-year-old grandmother, but you know that he begged and pleaded for you folks not to take grandmother to brunch. You realize that you just violated the wishes of the governor. Does that bother you, or did you have fun?
Oh, we had a lot of fun. And who said I'm a grandmother? I'm not a grandmother.
Oh, see, you're too young to be a grandmother. I just knew that.
No, I'm not too young to be a grandmother. I just have kids who don't have children.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Okay, so where did you go?
We went to the Sierra Brewing Company, Durango, and Desert Inn, I guess. And it was very nice. And the food was good. And there were only about six other couples. And it's a very large dining area. And it was just very, very enjoyable.
Oh, that is great. What'd you have?
I had my one daughter and I had Eggs Benedict. My husband had ham and cheese omelet. And my daughter's boyfriend had some kind of a filled burrito with all kind of chorizo and
so,
stuff.
So
in
some
it,
of you had breakfast, good. Some of you had lunch. I think June, I'm glad you got out. Happy Mother's Day, belatedly. That's going to do it today. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about a life after phase one. Yeah, we're now in phase one. We'll find out what life after phase one is going to be like. We'll do that tomorrow. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. as they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.